since Will Fork is in the house. It is good to see you, although you don't look like you're having a great day.
No, not at all. Not after last night. That's, you know, that was one that we missed. That was a golden opportunity for us to go first away game against a divisional opponent and have a good chance to walk away with a W, which we didn't. So I'm kind of pissed, you know, that we didn't. But, oh, well, what can you do now? Look at film, move on, and, you know, get ready for Buffalo this week.
Vince, as you replay the game in your head like every player does after a game, every player who cares does after every game, what do you see? What could have turned this thing, in your opinion?
I mean, making plays. We had some opportunities out there to make the plays, and we just didn't make the plays. I mean, it wasn't anything they was doing that we didn't expect they was going to do. We didn't make the plays when we needed to. When we needed plays, it was like we was searching for someone else to make it instead of taking upon ourselves and going out there and getting it. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, we got to get better. We got to be tuned in. I mean, we got to be aggressive. You know, first half we played aggressive. We was out there. We was popping around. And to this day, I don't think it's a team that can line up and run the ball in our 34 defense. That's just me. Going into the game, I thought the same thing. 34 defense, we're going to stop the run, which we did. And knowing that the Jets was going to come back, just seeing what Cincinnati did. You know, Cincinnati, they went back to, you know, 11 personnel, no huddlers, and find a running game in our nickel package. Well, I'm thinking the same way. When things don't go well, what they're going to try to do, get us in our nickel package, dime package, and find a run that they can stick with and stick with it. We expected that. We talked about how we wanted to play it and to get out there and just, you know, let them run wild. I mean, that bothers me. It bothers me. But we knew what they was going to do. We knew they was going to come back at that play, and we was in the position and missed tackle. Sometimes we was in the position, sometimes we wasn't in the position. But you know what? We on the road, okay? We on the road against one of the best teams, the hottest teams media putting out there, that one of the best teams that ever walked the earth in the New York Jets. All right? And it's not going to be easy. You know, it's not going to be easy. When things start going wrong, we can't hit a panic button. We can't hit a panic button. We just got to get back to doing what we was doing in the first half. And you know what? And that first half was aggressive, making plays. Second half, we came out like, okay, like somebody, you know, done something to us that we don't even know how to stop, when it was just, they basically running their stuff. We know exactly what they was going to run. We just couldn't stop it. So, you know what? We'll watch the film, get over it, you know what I mean? But, you know, this one really pissed me off because of a division game. We could have been easily 2-0, and now we 1-1. So
that sort of thing happened last year, and you guys talked about this being different, feeling different this year. Mm-hmm. And then you see it happen again yesterday. How do you stop it here? How does it end here with yesterday?
Well, we just got to keep preaching. Hey, look, guys, it's a long season. I mean, when we play games, we got to prepare to win. You know, when things go wrong, let's recruit. Let's regroup and get back, you know, come back and do what we need to do, you know. Any time we do that, we okay. But soon we hit the pedal button, guys start doing, you know, this and start doing that and start believing in, you know, what we're running and stuff. That's where you have problems. So it's not going to be easy. We didn't say it's going to be easy. We was on the road. That was the first chance test for us to be on the road, get a victory against a division team. We know, you know, how tough our division is. We know it was going to be a rough crowd. We knew all of that, you know. So we just got to learn how to, you know, to fight through that stuff. Because all this, we is all we have. This is all we have is us. You know, when we go on the road games, the Patriots is the only thing the Patriots have. If we have a few fans, that's fine. But majority of the time, you're going away. It's in the way. It's not a home game. So we got to find a way to rally around each other when things are not going bad. It's easy to rally around each other when you're making the plays, you're having fun, and you're blowing people out. That's easy. Don't give me that team. Give me the team that can rally around when things not going your way, that got the fight. I want a team like that, you know. And as soon as we get that together, we'll be okay. I mean, but it's lesson learned. I mean, good thing is we see them again. That's the good thing that we can get out of this. Move forward with it. Like I say, watch the film, put it behind us, and let's not make the same mistakes this week.
Now, you didn't make any excuses, and I'm not trying to tee you up for an excuse on this. I agree. 34 defense, pretty good defense for you guys, because 34, you're playing the nose. Yesterday, I saw you playing defensive end a few times. I know you couldn't consider yourself a defensive lineman.
No.
Why? Why were you playing DN when you could be? I can see you. I see you dominating guys at the nose.
You know what? That was a defense that we felt comfortable going in, moving me around at times. We felt comfortable in doing that. So that's what we did. You know, we shot from the hip. That was a game plan. We practiced it. We went out there. Boom. We tried to execute it. Didn't look pretty. It didn't look perfect. I mean, some things, like I say, I haven't seen the film, but I know in that specific defense, the one play that I thought can hurt us. But we talked about how we can play it and how we can stop that, and when we didn't do it, that really irked me, because, you know, I saw it. I basically put myself in an offensive coordinator position. If things not going well, what can we do? Okay, well, let's get them out of their base defense and try to find a sub run. Basically, that's what it was, a sub run. We've been having problems with sub run fits, sub runs all year, going back to last year. So that's what I did. I just put ourselves back in that position. One thing that can hurt us, the run they chose was the weak zone. Talked about it. We didn't execute it.
Was ready for it, could it was prepared for it, knew it was
yes,
coming,
we
and this is how we're going to deal with
yes,
it.
Yes, we were.
And just
yes,
didn't,
we, yes,
just
we
didn't
were.
Follow up.
Yes, we were.
Michael brought this up earlier, and I talked to Brandon about this. If you're a defensive lineman on this team and you got a question, you got Vince you can talk to, you got Gerard Warren you can talk to. If you're in the secondary on this team and you got issues and things you want to talk about, who do you go to? If you're a linebacker, I mean, Gerard Mayo, I guess, is the most experienced linebacker. But do they have guys at those positions like you are, like Gerard is on the defensive line, that they could go to?
I mean, I think they do. I mean, this team is made up of a bunch of guys that can play different positions. All right? So Gerard knows what goes on in the secondary. The secondary should know what goes on up there. Our defensive line, we got our hand in the dirt. So at any given time, anyone can turn to anyone and basically say, hey, what happened on this play? And they should have an answer, because we just don't have a guy that's playing one position and that's it, because we play so many different defenses. It's impossible for you not to know what the guy next to you is doing. It's impossible. I don't care if it's your first year, your 10th year. It's impossible. So when you have a question, I think you could turn to anyone on that defense and ask them point blank. I mean, like I say, Gerard could turn to his backers, and he could turn to the secondary. Secondary can do the same thing. Turn to Gerard and ask the backers, hey, how did this get like this? What happened here? Did he motion? They can talk amongst each other. All the front line needs, give us a rush call. That's all we need, and we going on about our business. Our job is to get to the quarterback as quick as possible. But when we have questions, we turn to each other. I take pride in going home, watching film, putting, you know, certain situation run through my head when I'm watching film. Like I said, one went through my head is we played Cincinnati Bengals. They couldn't get anything on the ground, and our base defense spread us out, put our dime and nickel in, run the ball, find a sub run. Okay, well, if things don't go well with the Jets, and if I think we're going to play the defense, 34 defense, we know the plan, which we did. What can they do? Okay, go to get us in our sub and try to find a run for the sub. It's no rocket science. It's not a rocket. I mean, come on, man. I mean, It's just stuff like that. It just irritates me because we should be clicking, and we should have guys thinking that way, thinking, always thinking one step ahead of everyone. I mean, just people hurt us on stuff that we've been hurt with in the past. Okay, if we don't fix it, for instance, sub runs, that's sticking with us till we stop it. Third and long, guess what? They may run a draw just to see if we stop, because we haven't shown we can stop those things. Until we can stop those things consistent, we're gonna be in for a long, long year. So we got to get back to playing ball. Like I said, we took this one. We have to take this one on the chin. Give a credit to the Jets. They came out. You know what? The game plan. They found what worked for them, and they executed. Point blank. There's no excuses. We lost. But like I said, the good thing is we can move forward, and then we get to see them again. So now we watch this film, make the corrections. Everybody get on the same page and get ready for Buffalo. Another division game. Let's get ready for these guys, and let's walk away with a W this week.
And as you know, what you just said, that's how the league works. They look at the film, and they say, the Patriots struggle with this. We're going to keep throwing it at the Patriots
until the Patriots
can prove that they can stop.
It's a copycat league. So until we stop it, we're going to keep seeing it. So we just got to be more alert out there on the field as a unit. If we do that, we'll be okay, you know.
Is Nick Mangold as tough a guy as you line up across from week in, week out?
I've been saying that ever since he was a rookie. He's probably one of the best centers out there.
And when he went out for a while and went to the dressing room and you got this other young fella in there, your eyes light up a little bit?
Always. You know, Nick is one of the tougher guys that play that position. Jets offensive line is probably one of the toughest offensive lines around. So, but you know what? They pride themselves on being tough, being physical, and want to run the ball. That's what they pride themselves on. We knew that, you know. So we knew how we had to meet force with force, you know. And I think at times we did, and at times we didn't. And at times we didn't, it hurt us. It really hurt us. So it is what it is, man. Like I say, man, I'm very disappointed to come back with an L. But hey. You live and you learn. You move on. So we're going to watch film, put this one behind us, and move forward to the Buffalo.
And the key is learn. You got to learn.
You got to learn. The mistakes we made this week, we can't make them next week. I mean, we got to show improvement each week. So it's a tough one because I think we have more opportunity to walk away in that game with a W. And we didn't take advantage of that. So when you might have a couple game, you might have a couple plays in a game. All right, you might have just a couple plays in a game. Those couple plays you have to make count, especially against a good team like the Jets. You know, and I think we didn't do it yesterday.
I'll try not to take it as a measure of disrespect that he's wearing his Buckeyes shirt today.
No, it's all good. I didn't even see that.
No, hey, he's seeing red, though, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? As he came in and he got angry, I just kind of pulled my jacket over. Like, well, he does see my St. Jim shout out here, my little Jim Trestle shout out. At least I ain't wear my sweater, my Jim Trestle sweater. So I'm just going to cover up a little bit here, Vince. And this is not directed at you. Okay?
It's all good, man. It's all good.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.